Okay, welcome to another exciting episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. I'm joined here by Diane Anderville. Diane, how was your weekend?
Good, and yours?
Pretty good. We practiced Sunday. I thought the girls were a bit rusty. You know, we gave them Saturday off, and but I thought Monday, Tuesday, they were very good, and I think that we're moving along. On today's show, we're going to be joined by Lauren McPhee in the second segment, the Meet a Gator segment. Young lady, first year young lady from Ottawa, who's making a bit of a transition from high school in Ontario to playing in the toughest conference in the country. How do you think she's doing so far, Diane?
Well, I would say her first week, she was really into it and she was pushing, but you know, as the week progresses, it's getting tougher and she's trying to adjust, but she's making good adjustment and she's refining herself on the court and she's learning the system. So
I agree with
getting
you totally.
Better.
I agree. It's gonna be fun to sit down and talk with her and get to know a little bit more about her. All right. To lead off, we're gonna talk a bit about what happened last week, and I'd like to touch on the physical preparation part of coaching. Anyways, last week we worked hard last week and we decided we scrimmaged Champlain Lennoxville, all right, who's the local D1 Cégep team. We're recruiting a number of their players. And they scrimmaged us on Friday afternoon and we used it as an opportunity to evaluate some of our younger players. And we played seven people and we sat five people. We sat our five starters, our core leaders, and we wanted to see what was going to happen. And you know, Coach Cassavy, who's on our staff, who coaches at Champlain Lennoxville, you know, they taught us a lesson there, and they beat us up pretty good. And I think he's doing a great job, but you know what, I think our girls learned a great lesson in that game, Diane.
Yes, they did.
What did you think of that game?
I thought it was a really hard wake-up call for the girls. They know now that they have to be more committed to improving their skills, and if they were to stick to the system, stick to what we teach them in practice, then we'll be able to be a better glue team. Like, they'll be able to be better glue players on the team, and they can help us better in the future.
I agree 100%, you know, and I thought Champlain Lennoxville played terrific. It gave me an opportunity to sit back, and you know what, I was on the sidelines there. Coach Paul McCallan, Coach Crevier, and Coach Anderville took the helms, and I thought it was a good experience. And it was hard for me to bite my tongue, but I really got an opportunity to revamp what we're going to be doing, you know, in terms of where people fit in and what they can be successful at. And I wouldn't have known that if we weren't afraid to lose that game.
Yes.
You know, so it was a great experience. Last week we touched on coaching theory and the foundation, like at the bottom was physical preparation, then there was individual skill development, technical skill, if you will, then there's tactical systems, and then there's mental training. Well, today I want to talk on physical preparation because it's so vitally important for coaches out there to understand that your players have got to be able to handle a training load that you're going to put on them. All right, and if they can't, they're going to get frustrated, they're going to get injured. All right, at the beginning of the year, we set some standards for our girls. All right, and one of the tests, we use different tests to measure how they're progressing physically. And one of the tests we use is the 20-meter shuttle run, the beep test, the Léger and Léger test. All right, and a lot of people know it by different names. And we set standards, and our perimeter players had to reach level 10 on the test, and our post players had to reach level 8. Well, you know what? Some of the girls haven't made those standards. So I was giving the girls a day off tomorrow, but the girls who haven't met the standards are coming in early tomorrow morning, and we're going to try once again to meet those standards. And I'm going to tell you that I put a premium on physical preparation because the first thing to go when you're tired is not your legs, it's your head, all right? And the systems go right out the window, all right? I see tremendous improvement. I see girls, I see us, I see like a girl like Eva Marie Uhl is who's trimming down and she's working hard. And you know, I was talking to Coach Anderville this morning about, you know, an elite athlete, they never have an easy workout or an easy practice because they're always pushing themselves. They're waiting for the other person to take a break. And when the other person takes a break, now that's when they pounce. That's when they eat, all right? And, you know, I think less experienced athletes are always looking like, I want to work hard, but I want to have a break. And it's not happening at the higher levels of sport. Now, I think we're progressing in that area, Diane, but I still see us struggling somewhat. What are your observations?
I would say it goes by when we practice. On usually, like you said this morning, on the third day, you could tell the girls are getting fatigued. So then, like you just said, their mental preparation, their mental toughness goes out the window, and they start thinking about themselves being fatigued, and then they start making stupid mistakes that they normally wouldn't make.
They're basically mental mistakes, right? And they start to unravel. So, you know, I think it's so important for coaches out there to put a maximum premium on physical preparation, and that's speed, agility, quickness. That's strength and conditioning. That's aerobic conditioning, all right? When you train all those energy systems, you're going to be much more successful in your given sport, all right? There's a song by Tragically Hip out there. It's called Life is Good When You Don't Weaken. Well, the game is good when you don't weaken, and my real goal this year is to get our players to be able to embrace the storm when it hits, when fatigue comes, and still be able to have the safety of a system and have the composure and the poise to play within the system when they're fatigued. And I think if we can do that, we're going to be terrific. All right, that wraps up the first segment of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're going to be right back with Lauren McPhee. Forget your skate stream, full of countervailing walls, it's the first says ever seen, proceeding on a need to know, face so full of meaning, as to almost make it glow. All right, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're joined today in the Meet a Gainer segment by a wonderful young lady, all right, from Ottawa, Ontario. Her name is Lauren McPhee. Lauren, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Lauren, we're going to start where, you know, I love this part of the program because I get to meet and chat with the girls in a less stressful environment than on the floor, all right? And it's always fun for me because I see a different side of the girls, and I'm hoping to learn some stuff about you today, Lauren, okay?
Okay.
So if you can answer these questions, like relax and enjoy yourself and answer these questions as honestly as possible, and I think we're going to have a good time. Now, maybe you can start by telling the listeners where you grew up and when you started to play basketball.
Okay, so I'm from Ottawa, Ontario, and I started to play basketball in grade 6.
Wow. Yeah. Like, how were you introduced to basketball?
My dad played when he was younger, so
wait a sec, your dad. You mean the Honorable Judge Ron, who's looking to have a TV show? Is that the guy? That's the one?
Yeah.
You know, for everybody out there, I met Lauren's mom when she first visited Bishops, and she's a lawyer, and her dad just was recently appointed as a judge in Canada. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you got some great role models there.
Yeah. Okay?
Well, I hope, I think, you know what? I think your parents are obviously very proud of you, and you're a pleasure to coach, so I think that they've done a wonderful job raising you.
Thank you.
can you talk a bit about playing club ball in Ontario, all right, and your latest experience before coming to Bishops? I know your coach Fabian, all right, and she's a terrific, terrific coach, and maybe you could talk about that experience a bit and how it prepared you for Bishops.
Yeah, I found in Ontario we focused a lot on the technical and the spacing, kind of like more the basics of basketball, because my team came from a technical training background, because Capital Courts Academy came from Capital Courts, which is a training facility.
Okay.
So I found there we focused a lot on technical. And towards the end of my season, I definitely noticed a change in my shot and my knowledge of the game a bit more.
Yeah, well, you know what I've noticed a bit, all right, is that the last couple of days, I've noticed you when you're using the ball screens, you pass equally well with your left and right hand, and that's a technical skill that obviously you worked on.
Yeah,
all right?
Definitely.
And I also noticed in our scrimmage versus Champlain-Lennoxville, you managed to drill 3 3-pointers. I think you were 3 for 3 in that game.
Yeah.
All right, which again is technical skill. And I think for yourself, all right, I think you have skill, and now you got to get your body to catch up to the to the training demands a bit, right? And I think you're doing terrific. When did you know, or when did you start to figure, you know what, I think I'm interested in playing university basketball?
Since I started playing basketball, I used to go to the Carleton Ravens games and some of the Ottawa
Whoa, U. whoa, whoa. GG's
games?
The Carleton Ravens games? What are you? You can't be bringing
I had
it.
To go local. I couldn't drive yet.
Yeah.
So I saw that and I always knew that I wanted to play at that level.
Well, this is a young lady that, you know, I think she was determined to play university basketball, and I don't know how many times you contacted me last
year.
All right? And she just wore me down. I just kept getting emails from her, phone calls, the coach is bugging me, and eventually I said, okay, let's bring her in and take a look at this young lady who's so persistent. And I remember the day you came in and you worked out with Champlain-Lennoxville, and I knew that, I was intrigued by your love for the game, the sparkle in your eye when you played, and I knew that Bishops might be the right place for you. How did you know that you wanted to come to Bishops?
Well, I was interested originally because I had some friends who went the year before and they loved it, and then when I came to visit and I saw the campus, I loved it too, so I knew that I wanted to come here.
Now, that being said, now you're here at Bishops, all right, and I don't think people understand how difficult it is for maybe a girl who's only 18. She's going to turn 19 in January. You're making this transition from Ottawa, Ontario to Quebec. And the difference here is, I think if you went to a school in Ontario and competed, a lot of the girls would be about the same age as you. But in Quebec, the kids go to Cégep. And a lot of them are 19, 20 coming in. All right, you would basically be in your first year in Cégep, and there's girls who have done 3 years in Cégep, and then they come their first year in university. And I'm wondering if you could talk about that transition. Has that been difficult a bit for you?
I definitely noticed it, especially on the basketball court, with physical strength and somewhat also mental focus too.
Yeah.
But in the classroom, there's quite a few other people from Ontario, so I don't find making friends as difficult as it could be.
Now, how have you, I guess, being your first time you've moved away from home, is that correct?
Yeah.
How has that been on you? Can you talk about the transition a bit from moving away, all right, now living in residence, balancing a university academic load, and getting up early in the morning and training, and coming to do weights 3 times a week?
Yeah.
How difficult has that been for you?
I found it really difficult, especially during training camp. I found the transition hard because I wasn't used to living away from home, and I usually am an outgoing person, so there was no people around to really talk to, other than Sarah Pearson living on res with me.
Yeah.
Now that people are moved in, though, it's better, but I do find that it's hard still to go to sleep early because of how loud people are in res, and then waking up after having not the best sleep. I do find that quite a transition.
Well, I think, from a coach's perspective, I saw that you, maybe week 3 or 4, you were going through a difficulty, but it seems like you've gotten over the hump a bit.
And, yeah, I hope so.
And you're getting used to it. And I think what you got to realize is all the other girls feel exactly the same way as you, Now, what are your expectations for yourself, both individually and for the team, this year in terms of basketball?
This year, I hope to get stronger individually. I hope to improve my skill and also my physical strength to compete at this level, and just like learning the speed of the game at this level, see how it goes. And then like, so I'll be more ready next year. And I, for the team, I think that we're a really strong team, and I think that we have really good connections as friends. So I hope that we can make it pretty far in youth sport, hopefully, and grow together.
I mean, I don't know about you, but this is like, this team is maybe the happiest group of kids I've ever seen in my life. All right, they're making me happy, which is difficult. All right, now, you know what? Like, you came here, all right, and I made one promise to your mom, I think. I said to your mom, I can't tell you how good or how, you know, how good that Lauren's going to do as a basketball player. I can't promise you that she's going to be an All-Canadian or she's going to start or all their needs are going to be met on the court. But what I think I did tell your mom was, I promise you she's going to graduate.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm wondering how... Can you talk a bit about your studies and how important they are for you, and maybe what your future, like, what do you want to do in your future, like 5 years from now? Do you want to be in graduate school or a career stuff? Can you talk about your studies a bit?
Yeah, so I'm in a Bachelor of Business Administration, but I haven't declared a major yet. I'm thinking, though, after graduating Bishop's, I'm hopefully either going to maybe go to law school like my parents did, or... potentially start my own business, go into something involving business. So one of those two options is my goal.
There's no doubt whatever path you choose, you're going to be successful, okay? There's no doubt in my mind, because you have this wonderful personality.
Thank you.
And you listen, you've been terrific for the team, and you've been an absolute pleasure to coach, all right? And I'm hoping you're going to have the resolve to just keep working hard.
You know?
And I think you will. Now, you know, I don't think you realize this, but you have now officially become a role model for younger girls in the community. All right? And I'm wondering what advice you would give to some of the young student athletes out there that one day want to go follow in your footsteps at Bishop's University as a student athlete.
Yeah, I would say to never stop working hard. No matter if you got like cut from a team that you wanted to be on, or if you're maybe smaller or less talented than the other girls your age, like there's a lot of time to catch up. And usually the girls who are better in the younger years, like grade 6, 7, 8, it doesn't carry over when they're older, because they don't have the work ethic that people who weren't naturally as athletic when they were younger possess.
Well, you know what? She's absolutely right. And that's some great advice, all right? And it's true. So what you're saying then, Lauren, is that you think that there's some value to being a late bloomer. Is that correct?
I would say so, yeah.
And I would 100% agree, all right? Yeah. Listen, once again, I'm going to say that I've learned a great deal about you here, all right? and thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're in the wrap-up segment. It's been a great show. It was great spending some time with Lauren McPhee once again. Wonderful experience getting to know my players a bit more off the court. In the wrap-up segment, we usually talk about what's coming up this week. And we don't have any competitions this week, all right? And we've had a great week of practice, and we've been scrimmaging a lot. And you know, Diane, I thought the girls have been terrific the last couple of days. What do you think?
Yes, they have.
Yeah. I mean, they're learning systems, all right? And I've let them play a lot, and I've been holding them accountable. So when I say scrimmage, you got to understand it's very controlled scrimmage. I don't let them play wildly. We make sure that they're trying to implement our systems, and we stop it when they make both good plays and bad plays, and we try to explain why it was a good play or why it was a bad play. So they understand. And I've seen a tremendous, tremendous growth in them this week. So I'm pretty happy. And the reason why we're scrimmaging a lot this week is because we do not have a competition this week. But what we do have happening this weekend is we have probably, well, you know, I get so excited about recruiting. It's probably the biggest part of my job. And this weekend we have a young lady coming in from Argentina. All right. Her name is Brenda Fontana, and she's scheduled to leave Buenos Aires Wednesday night. She flies into Dorval on Thursday morning. Keith Cobelt, our director of operations, will drive down there and pick her up and get her up here for Thursday afternoon. And she's up here Thursday, Friday, and she leaves Saturday afternoon to return home to Argentina. And we're allowed 3 international players in Canada, and she would be the 3rd one if we managed to sign her. She's a total impact blue chip player, all right? The kind of player that you build a program around, and we're extremely excited to have her come in. She plays the 4 or the 5 position, and that's a hole that we need to fill. I'm so looking forward to it. In terms of recruiting, all right, I always have my eyes open. So last week when we played Champlain Lennoxville, I was looking at their players, all right, and I was thoroughly impressed with Tiana Gosby, who I'm meeting with later this afternoon, Hannah McIntosh, who I met with yesterday, and I really like Jesse Vidovic, who I met with last year. The common denominator with all 3 of those girls, Diane, is their bodies, all right? Yes. They can all handle the training load at the next level, yes. And they could all physically compete, and they can all guard their position, all right? So for all you people out there, you got to start figuring out what is a coach at the next level, what is he looking at in order to have you join his program, all right? I'm looking for people who can make it through a season and handle the physical demands that are going to be placed on them. It doesn't matter how talented you are if you're not doing your physical prep. Now, in terms of recruiting, all right, I have a recruiting plan, and sometimes it's 2 or 3 years down the road. I'm looking at which girls am I looking at, all right? And there's a number of things that go into it. How is a girl a scholarship player or is she a non-scholarship player? How many scholarships do I have? Do I go after the best player out there or do I try to fill a real positional need? All right, so those are all things I'm looking at. But make no mistake, recruiting is the biggest part of my job. And you know what? I have a terrific staff that helps me do that. Diane takes care of so much stuff, which clears up time for me to maybe go on the road. Eddie Pomacala, who's on our staff right now, wrote about 10 recruiting letters yesterday. I was busy copying and pasting this morning, and we sent out 10 recruiting letters. And you got to understand, at this level, for every 10 kids we recruit, we're lucky if we get 1. Yeah. And my heart has been broken so many times in the recruiting battles, because a coach's mentality is the second they start recruiting a kid, they start thinking about where are they going to play them, but the chances of you getting them are very slim. So you got to be very careful in terms of wasting your time. All right, but I feel that we've worked really hard over the last 2-3 years, and that we're going to get some breaks soon, Diane. I'm fairly certain of it. I think the basketball gods are going to shine on the Bishop's Gators women's basketball program in the very near future. All right, now Diane, everybody, I got at least 25 to 30 emails over the course of the week. Commenting about your coaching tip of the week and how that's their favorite segment. So I'm wondering if you got 2 things here. Do we have a song of the day? We're not sure. Is that correct?
We're not sure.
All right, so we're going to have to work on that part. You know what I'm going to tell you? The song of the day is going to be Life is Good If You Don't Weaken by the Tragically Hip.
Okay.
All right, that's the song of the day, all right? Because I think Lauren McPhee was supposed to have one, but she didn't. Oh. So we're going to go Life is Good If You Don't Weaken. It's a great song, and it goes right into our theme for today. Now, Diane, what is the coaching tip of the week?
So for this week, I just wanted to give a tip about what I do at the start of every practice. It's a tip that I got from Coach Steve Cassavy. And he told me that at the start of every practice, you need to go and greet every player. So look them in the eye, try to get a feel of how their day went, especially because my players, they practice right after school. So then you get to see if they're tired, if they're feeling like energetic. And then based on how they're feeling, you could maybe adjust practice so then it could still be productive. So yesterday I actually practiced with them, and a new thing that I also started to do is once I greet them, I have a brief introduction telling them what practice will be like, and I've picked two or three goals that I feel that we need to improve on during practice, because remember our goal is to win every drill in practice, then they could translate into the games. So yesterday the goals were to communicate and to make good passes. So then the girls, once they do every drills, they try to find ways where they could improve those goals. So if we're making layups, they know to make good passes to where the person is going now, where they are, call names, and they get to practice and make good habits which they could put into the game, and which will help them be on the same page when they're on the court, and it will make us better as a team. And at the end of practice, I make sure to have a recap, and I ask them if they felt like they actually achieved their goals, and I give them a general score to get to score themselves. And if we didn't meet our goal, I make sure that they get to think about what they could do next practice to actually get better.
Well, I mean, it's super, super stuff. I think basically, in a nutshell, what you're saying is you have to communicate with your players, right? Yes. You gotta make them feel at home,
yes.
All right? You have to have a relationship with them, and you got to communicate expectations, and then you got to hold them accountable, and you got to give them feedback,
yes.
All right? It's terrific, terrific advice for a coach, and I think it's terrific that Coach Cassavy is taking the time to help mentor you and develop you, all right? And I think it's important for coaches out there is that you have an opportunity. We tell our players we want them to get better, but the coaches have to get better.
Yes.
All right? And you know what? Coach Pomacala and Coach Creve are helping me. You know, Coach Diane helps me. Coach Steve helps me. All right? And coaches need to develop just like players need to develop.
Yes.
Now, we do not have a competition this week, but I think we have a big game coming up. Diane, maybe you could talk about it. We have a Division II opponent coming up.
Yeah, so on Thanksgiving Sunday, October 7th, we'll play at Triolet in Sherbrooke, and we'll be playing against Millersville. They're a Division II team from Pennsylvania, and we'll play them at 4 o'clock.
I mean, that's a great opportunity for people out in the community, young kids, to get out and see an NCAA school, and it's going to be a big test for us, because I know over the last couple of years we've played a number of NCAA schools and we've been competitive, but we haven't been able to get in the win column. And I know the girls are just itching to get out there. And I think it's great that we're playing in a local high school, because it's some community outreach, and we're totally thrilled about that. And I think if you go to that game, you're going to be helping out the program at Triolet. That about wraps up our show this week. I just wanted to let all you listeners out there know that next week we're going to be joined by Ashley Malum. All right, she's like, Diane, how far has she come this year?
A lot.
You know, she's taken on the extra responsibility of being a captain. Last week she went out and she ran a 5K run with one of our players who was trying to meet the standards in the beep test. She did it on her own. All right, she's working at the hospital. She's studying. And she's made this unbelievable commitment. And I see a jump in her step that I haven't seen in the first 3 years, Diane.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, she's in her fourth year. And I so look forward to spending some time with her next week on the show. Anyways, have a great rest of the week, all you listeners out there. And we'll see you next week on Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. Get friends.
improvisational skills on a forest of